Introduction. Inventions don't just happen in the minds of geniuses or the gifted. Anyone who creates a unique solution to a problem can be an inventor. Some of the most successful inventions tackled little problems with simple solutions that generated huge financial returns for their creators. Later, I'll share the story of one device costing less than a penny to produce that has generated revenue beyond calculation and currently sells over 14 million units a day. Some inventions seem like pure luck, but the truth is that most are the result of an applied creation process that the inventor executed, whether by intentionally or by instinct. The same inventive processes can create innovations in business, new art or music, new curriculum for education, a new recipe, or a new manuscript such as this one. I wrote this book to show you how you can take this process and apply it to your own goals. I am an inventor. I wasn't always, but I made myself into one. I spent the better part of 4 decades in entrepreneurial ventures based on my creative efforts. I taught myself the techniques and processes for creating things that have never existed before. I set upon a quest to learn from those who had succeeded as inventors before me. I found that many successful creators' techniques followed similar patterns. I even found references in literature to similar processes used to solve crimes and in science to discover unknown data. In crime solving, for example, making detailed observations is critical to a successful outcome. Observation also plays a huge role in inventing. In science, new discoveries are often a result of an individual's hypothesis, which is then proven or disproved. Again, this is an important process in inventing. From literature, Arthur Conan Doyle and his character Sherlock Holmes had much to offer to the study of inventive process, so I have sprinkled a visit to the famous detective throughout this book. I hope you enjoy the connections. You have probably applied some of the invention process steps in your schooling, occupation, artistic endeavors, business, or even cooking or sports. What we'll explore is how to recognize and apply the talents you have in a logical step-by-step creation process that is directed to inventing. I founded a design and consulting firm, which I ran for 19 years, planning and designing commercial food service facilities all over the world. Our clients included universities, embassies and governments of multiple nations, schools, hospitals, military cities, restaurants, and even projects for royalty. We started each project by exploring the client's needs and then thinking through solutions that address the project's challenges. That alone was an invention, but it provided a good foundation when starting with blank sheets of paper, or yellow tracing paper in those days, and creating something entirely new. Exploring clients' needs and defining objectives, or problems to overcome, is akin to the initial steps in inventing. We'll explore identifying problems to solve and defining goals as initial steps in the invention creation process. My first real product invention came because of a mistake. We had designed a rooftop restaurant as part of an office building project in Baghdad. The construction documents that the owner provided to the architect included a list of specialty equipment needed to execute the planned menu. We used this document as a guide to design the facility and provide the necessary layouts, fabrication designs, utility requirements, and purchasing documents. I received a call one day near completion of the construction from a very angry Chinese construction manager in Baghdad who was overseeing the work. With a heavy accent, he yelled something like, "Can a cook miss?" I finally calmed him down to interpret his complaint and then retrieved our design program from the files. Comparing the design specification and our plans and schedules, I found that in fact there was a piece of equipment missing. It seems that we had missed the need for a camel cooker. Perhaps we thought it a joke. Eventually, I said I would have to call him back, and we arranged a call for the next evening. I had no idea they cooked camels, let alone had equipment to do so. We scanned all our sources, but didn't find any cooking device of the sort. I had to admit our mistake to the construction manager and ask, "What size camel do you want to cook?" In 2 days, we designed a motor-driven vertical chain spit in a stainless steel box lined with radiant heating elements to cook a quarter camel. We sent the plan off to have the piece fabricated locally in Baghdad. No patent, total of one built, and not a real invention perhaps, but an embodiment of solving a problem with a unique and useful outcome for sure. Another experience with inventing as a solution to design challenges occurred when we were dealing with large American pizza chains expanding into Central Europe. Since many of our restaurant chain customers were trying to open restaurants in buildings that were decades or even hundreds of years old, exhaust venting of ovens proved to be very difficult due to ceiling heights, multiple floors to run ductwork through, and prohibitive expense. I asked myself, why can't the ventilation hood be built into the equipment? So I devised a concept for incorporating a conveyor pizza oven's ventilation into the oven itself, and a method to quickly disconnect the oven and vent for moving and cleaning. It was a worthy invention that allowed for easier and less expensive installation. The concept led to many millions of dollars in oven sales due to its unique solution to the ventilation problem that competitors could not duplicate because of the patents awarded. To achieve success as an inventor, you simply need to recognize challenges like those in the stories above and use applied creative thought to discover a valuable solution. If you do this, you can achieve the level of success and financial reward that you choose and repeat the process over and over again. At one point, I decided to develop a unique steam cooking device that eliminated the age-old problems associated with steam, namely corrosion of heating elements, slow and ineffective cook times, and excessive service and repairs. It took 30 months of development, but we were pretty proud of the results. The product's inventive quality was revealed to me in a flash of insight while I was taking a break from development and engaging in totally unrelated activities. I share this story in the pages ahead, and it represents one of the magic pieces of the invention creation process. Answers to your most perplexing challenges appear when you least expect them and in the most unlikely places. Some call this luck, but with applied techniques, you will learn how to stimulate this phenomenon over and over again to achieve your aha moments when you are ready to receive them. I tell you all this so you know that the advice in this book comes from my direct experience. I believe in its power and the results it can give you. I have over 25 inventions today, with a few more in the works. Some have been sold, and some pay me monthly royalties and will for years to come. Some are building a business value as well as paying me royalties, creating a future business sale value. I will discuss each approach to monetizing your creative work in Part 7, Commercialization. I decided to write this definitive guide to the invention process to fill the void in literature on this topic. Invention, I feel, is a unique trade with rules and principles that can be put into practice when they are known. I believe all of us can be inventors to the extent we want to execute the processes that I teach in this book. Doing so can turn you into a lifetime inventor. If you choose, it can guide you to create inventions that provide a lifetime income so you can enjoy sitting back and receiving royalty checks while on the beach or playing golf. This is a process I follow and have had success following. It is also the process that has been employed for many hundreds of years by thousands of inventors and entrepreneurs and creators of art, music, literature, dance, recipes, and everything else that requires the application of mental process and creativity. But to my knowledge, it has not before now been documented as a step-by-step process intended to guide any aspiring inventor to success. My intent with this book is to teach you the process, tools, and techniques to become as successful an inventor as you desire to be. I will also take you through the creation of one of my inventions to illustrate some of the steps in the invention process. I provide exercises and techniques to help you improve certain inventive traits and skills. My purpose is to show you that the process you are about to learn comes from my experiences and learning, not from theory. What follows has served me well and continues to do so. I hope it provides you with a sense of what you can accomplish by learning and executing the process of inventing. Any one of us with normal talents and determination can become an inventor. This doesn't mean it's easy, but if you apply what you learn from this book, you can become a serial inventor like those profiled in the pages ahead. I wish you great success and would love to hear of your experiences and share in your story. Please contact me through my blog and website, InventingPathways.com. The kernel of invention. Even though I had created inventions in the course of my career, I had little idea of the process that generated unique creative possibilities until I studied dozens of inventors and their invention process. My education as an inventor came from studying everything I could find on historic and modern-day inventors. What were their methods, their processes? How did they think? What made their processes work? How did they take their inventions onto success, if they did? I have provided inventor case study profiles throughout this book with highlights on what we can learn from each. I hope you will find them useful and entertaining.